Fairground attraction. And perfect. And life, you know, isn't perfect, is it, Andrew? But, you know...
No, definitely not.
But sometimes the goals that we have can be achieved. You put your mind to it and take it one step at a time.
Absolutely. So I'm going to throw out a bunch of tips now.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you two to start with. So you want to change something. So I've got 12 tips altogether. Something among this lot will help you. Let's start with the first two. So how do you train a show jumper? Any of you remember show jumping on the television? You got this
Harvey
horse.
Smith.
Yeah, Harvey yes. Smith, and that great music, which comes from Mark.
No idea.
Oh, we'll get it later. So how do you get a horse to run towards a fence and then jump over a 6-foot-high fence with someone like Harvey Smith on your back? How do you do that?
You train it.
Absolutely, and you train it by laying a pole on the ground and getting the horse to walk over the pole. Then you raise it an inch... And you raise it an inch and you raise it an inch until eventually...
Is that how they do it?
It's jumping over a 6-foot fence. You don't do it by running the horse at the fence and whipping the life out of it, do you?
I've never thought about it before, but yeah, you're right. It must... Yeah.
So let's think about you and change. Mm. You don't change by running yourself towards a massive goal and whipping yourself if you don't go over it. Doesn't work. Complete failure. The way you get a big goal is to get small goals. Mm. So it does start with cornflakes. It starts with making 1-inch decisions, because then you can make 6-foot decisions, or these days, 2-centimetre decisions to whatever 6-foot is in metric. I can't remember. Mm. So first tip, if you've got a big goal you're struggling with, start small. Find the smallest piece you can do. If you're trying to get yourself to go jogging, start with putting your shoes on. Start with opening the front door and don't go any further than that. And when you can successfully do that, just go and take it up a level. Mm. The second tip is, instead of thinking about what you do want, think about what you don't want. Now, we're really, really good at this. Most people I ask can always tell me what it is they don't want. And if you know what you don't want, all you have to do is ask yourself, what do you want instead? Mm. So if you don't want to commute on a smelly grey train in the morning, what is it you want instead?
Now, does it help to write these things down?
It's a big help to write them down.
Yeah.
It's a big help to write them down, definitely. But what do you want instead? So think about what you don't want. Oh, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. Write them all down and then go through them one by one. What do you want instead? We talked about this last time I was on, the difference between towards and away from people. People who are motivated by things they move towards are those annoying people who wake up in the morning and think, yeah, I can't wait to get on with my day, and they're up and they're about and they're doing it. I don't think those people have a lot of problem with goals or sorting out what they want. The people who have a problem with this is people like me, who are away from people. Now, we're motivated by pain. We're motivated by waiting until things get really bad and then changing them. And that's why thinking about what you don't want works for people like me and maybe people like you. So in the morning, you'll lie there in bed and you'll lie there and lie there and lie there until the pain of lying there is too much, and then you'll get up. Mm. And that's why if you're one of those kind of people, it's best to think about what you don't want and then ask yourself what you want instead. So two tips. Break a big goal really down into the tiniest piece and start training yourself to be successful. And secondly, think about what you don't want and reverse it.